Okay, good morning and welcome to everybody who is here on this bright and early 8:30 session. So my name, as you know, is Dr. Erin O'Neill. And before we get started, I really would like to acknowledge our president and founder for Community Health Partnership, Elaine Ellis. And so she might want to give everybody a big wave. Yeah. Without her, none of this would be possible. So. All right, so first and foremost, the reason why we're all gathered here today, the purpose of this presentation, is to talk about how innovative technology can be used in community settings to deliver adequate health education and to connect underprivileged populations to care. So this presentation, we'd like to, you know, highlight how we split it up so you as the audience member can follow us easily. First, we'd like to, we'll go over very briefly, who is Community Health Partnership Incorporated, okay? Then we will talk about our actual innovative technology tool, interactive touchscreen kiosk called Healthy Find Out. So we'll talk about the specifics with that and then broaden our scope a little bit more and talk about the use of touchscreen technology in community setting. And ending up with some of our findings and outcomes of our first year of using our particular program and conclusions, and definitely would like to acknowledge at the very end some of our partners that have made all of this possible. So, Community Health Partnership is a grassroots organization, nonprofit organization that is completely run by volunteers. So it was established in 2003 by a coalition of concerned stakeholders in Ward 4 in Washington, D.C., which is the northwest part of Washington, D.C. What we come to is, not me, I wasn't there originally, but what Community Health Partnership came to develop is their mission statement, and the whole purpose of what CHP does is try to build healthier communities through adequate education, community outreach activities, and we aim to improve health literacy, link underprivileged populations to care, and really increase quality of life for all of our community members. We do take a holistic approach and a community health education approach, starting from the very beginning of a needs assessment to an adequate, you know, planning process, implementation, and following up with an evaluation. So let's get to the real stuff about our kiosk, Healthy Find Out. So, Healthy Find Out kiosk system is an easy-to-use, evidence-based health risk assessment tool that is in the form of a touchscreen computer. These kiosk units are strategically placed around the neighborhoods in Ward 4, Washington, D.C., and the whole purpose of this is to really try to draw people in to encourage them to practice healthier behavior to prevent some of our more prevalent chronic diseases. So, this kiosk system, as you see, a nice picture right here, is best described through our five attributes. And this kiosk system, again, it combines that evidence-based healthcare information with the easy-to-use touchscreen, you know, technology. Most populations are very, most underserved populations may be very uncomfortable with using computers, and we found that the touchscreen is a great bridge to bring them in. The other thing is we have the kiosks scattered so we can increase visibility of the importance of, you know, finding existing healthcare resources and ultimately linking people to care and really having it available to them at all times in the neighborhood setting. So the program goals for our kiosk system match up almost perfectly with the mission statement for CHP. Number one thing is community acceptance. As a health educator, you know that if your population does not like your product, or if your population doesn't buy into what you're doing, or if they don't see a need for your program, they're not going to buy it. They're not going to use it. So it's really important, number one, that we gain community acceptance with these kiosks and CHP overall. Also, another goal to increase access to with our underserved populations living in Ward 4 with the most up-to-date information, promote these healthy behaviors to facilitate access to quality care, local quality care, and to strengthen the community prevention effort to facilitate ownership and empowerment in our community. So let's talk about the kiosk system specifically. What's really nice about the kiosk system, not only is it eye-pleasing, but it is interactive in the sense that when somebody walks by, it catches your eye. We have, not this screen, but the screen beforehand, just waves that pull people in to say, hey, I'm here, play with me, learn what I'm about. So a user will walk up to the kiosk screen, and this is the welcome screen that comes up for CHP. This kiosk screen is really threefold. If the user uses it as an HRA or a health risk assessment, he or she will read about Healthy Find Out and choose one of the five chronic diseases that he or she may be most concerned about personally. This will lead them into the next screen, which will gather their demographic information for a personalized health risk assessment report. Other ways to use this welcome screen is you'll see all the way on the far corner, the far, what is my, you know, left-hand corner, some different quick hit buttons. If somebody approaches the screen and just wants to know a little bit more about it but not go through the whole HRA, they're welcome to find out about, let's say, prevention. And then number three is if somebody were to come up and just want a list of healthcare providers that would be available to them and fit their needs, they can click on the healthcare providers button on my, you know, far right. So specifically, the kiosk works in the following way. A user will approach the kiosk and hopefully choose one of the five chronic diseases that is highlighted for the health risk appraisal. These are cancer, diabetes, stroke, heart disease, and osteoporosis. When they touch one of those five chronic diseases, they will then progress into the next screen, which will collect their demographic information by asking a series of questions such as age, weight, family history, habits, and so forth. When they complete this very short questionnaire, the kiosk will then report back to them with their risk profile and individual disease risk. With this report, they will provide tips for lifestyle changes and have also a list of healthcare providers that are specified for that particular chronic disease. These sessions usually take about 2 to 3 minutes, and at the end, we ask all users to take a short survey to assess their satisfaction and also to see what their impact evaluations are as well. Are their behaviors changing on the spot, or are they thinking about changing? So the next couple of pictures are just highlights of some of our users using the kiosk screen. Just somebody who is starting our kiosk system, entering demographic information, and then resulting in the results screen, which can be printed out. A very, very nice screen, which you'll see is the colorful bar along the side that blue indicating low risk and red indicating the high risk. You'll see two other lines that are horizontal to the ground, which is your risk or the user's risk. That's where the person is in terms of danger. And then the second bar is how, if they were to follow the recommendation, how low could they drop their risk? So this interactive tool is very personalized, gives some really great screening tips, some good, you know, behavioral modification tips, and then ultimately what I really like down at the bottom is it is strength-based to celebrate what the user is doing already to encourage them to move forward, if applicable, that is. Print this out along with the healthcare provider. The other nice thing about our kiosk system is that if anybody wants to make an appointment on the spot, they can just press that blue button, pick up the phone, and make the appointment. So when doing our assessments, our needs assessments, we asked, well, we could do anything, so why touchscreen kiosk? And we found that they really, using touchscreen kiosk really align up with Healthy People 2010, the attributes of effective health communication. So we found that our kiosk can be very accurate all the way to being very understandable. So overall, using kiosk in community health promotion, it definitely links your residents to appropriate care, assists them in overcoming cultural barriers while doing this in privacy, okay? And then ultimately improving knowledge through exposure to health education as well. So it's important to also note these kiosks, you know, in our infancy anyway, we know that they can be tailored. They can be tailored in several ways that you have heard, you know, in our presentation right beforehand, that they can be tailored to deliver more culturally and linguistically appropriate messages, can be translated into other language, and what's really nice is multiple kiosks around the community can be accessed remotely by the kiosk administrator and updated when needed. So, thank you. So our pros and cons of the kiosk program, the pros are everything that we had just talked about. They are interactive. They're easy to use. They are available to anybody 24 hours, 7 days a week. They can be monitored 24/7. And they are within reach and can be used repeatedly. When I say in reach, that means that it is available where the community members are. Some of the cons that we have found are the follow-up on impact and linkages, meaning using follow-up to healthcare providers, really, really difficult to track. And we also found difficulty in tracking what we would refer to as repeat offenders, okay, people coming back, which is not a problem. And found that also it's not always that easy to schedule appointments with the telephone. So you might get a voicemail, so forth and so on. So in conclusion, some of our findings and outcomes in our, breaking out particular program is kiosk we use by approximately 3,000 users over our first year. 9,287 medical topics were viewed. Heart disease was the most viewed topic. The average session was just about 3.3 minutes, very, very quick. 216 participants were used the telephone to contact a healthcare provider, and they started to view the disease risk or the quick hit button more frequently as time went on. So they started to become familiar with the system and recognize it as part of their community. Okay. So all in all, they are user-friendly. They can link people to care. Technology definitely can play a huge part in health literacy programs and collecting epidemiological data in the future, but research is definitely needed to improve the quality of the technology method. So thank you very much, and acknowledgement of some of these community partners that have made this all possible. And for more information, I really do invite you to visit us at our website and to contact our president and founder, Elaine Ellis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.